I can tell you that having taught race, class, and gender for years and years and years, there is nothing that I talk about that pisses people off more than the topic of privilege. We just recoil when we hear the word, because what people say is, privilege? Are you shitting me, privilege? I was born with nothing. I worked for. I had no privilege. And I get that. And I understand that. But it's not, that means you don't understand privilege. Privilege, when it comes to race, is about unearned rights. So let me give you an example. And let me tell you, I'm someone, by the time I was 15, I had worked so much that the Department of Public Safety gave me a hardship license. I've worked since I was 14 years old. I paid my way through college, graduate school. When Steve and I finished residency and when I finished graduate school, we had $210,000 in student loans. Like, I worked my way through. I've never not had a job since I was 14. But I have a lot of unearned privilege. I'm thinking about Peggy McIntosh's article, Unpacking the Invisible Backpack of Privilege. I can walk into any store and find a doll that matches my daughter's skin. I can find a Band-Aid that matches my skin. I can drive any area in Houston and not get pulled over. It was a little dicier before when I was younger and all my, you know, I drove a big, you know, lots of POS cars. But now I have a nice car and I'm white and if I get pulled over, you can be assured it's for a reason. That's unearned privilege. Unearned privilege is what we get that we have not earned.